This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Well, good morning. I want to welcome everyone again to this combined service. It's always fun to bring everyone together and to mix things up a little bit. And at 9 o'clock, we did, in the service at 9, we, instead of a normal sermon, we did the children's sermon. And so I started by asking the children who taught them how to pray and getting them to think about that, because that's, right, the question that the disciple comes to Jesus with this morning. Teach me how to pray. So I ask all of you, who was it that taught you how to pray? And when was that? What was it like? What did they teach you? Because I think if we are honest with ourselves, how we pray shows what we think about God, or even how we believe in God. For me, it was my mother. When she would come in my room to tuck me in at night when I was little, and she would teach me to pray. If I was scared of going to sleep because my room was dark or my nightlight wasn't bright enough, right, she taught me to pray to God, to tell him that I was worried. And in doing so, that reminded me that God was with me, that I wasn't alone, right? If we pray before meals, it reminds us that we thank God, that God provides for us. If we pray when we're happy or to celebrate something that's joyous, it reminds us that we're giving God thanks for providing. It reminds us that God provides for us. I ask the kids, you know, when we want to pray, what do we have to do, right? Do we call God and sometimes we get a busy signal or sometimes the phone isn't answered or we just speak, right? So even the very act of praying and knowing that we can pray no matter where we are or where we find ourselves or what we're going through reminds us that God is always there, ready for us, listening, wanting to be in relationship. The other part of prayer that my mom taught me was this idea, it's a very evangelical notion of God accepting God's invitation, inviting God into your heart, right? But this reminder that God is seeking a relationship with us, seeking us out, wanting to talk to us, to hear from us, to know what's going on in our lives, to be a part of our life. And part of prayer is accepting that invitation, is responding to that call, to that offer of love. And even the Lord's Prayer, right, reminds us that God forgives us, that God provides for us, that God cares about how we treat each other. We're reminded that we forgive our debts to others just as God has forgiven us. It's shaping us and informing us about what we believe about God and who we believe. And so it's a little sneaky when we teach our kids to pray. If we think about it, we're really teaching them about God. We're giving them a theology, right? A way of thinking about and understanding God. So I'm going to leave you with a few questions. But the first is, I'm going to ask you, whoever that was that taught you how to pray, for some of us, that person is still alive, and I'm going to ask you to thank them today for teaching you about God and how to pray and how to begin your life of faith. If that person is no longer with us, then I ask you to thank them in prayer. Spend some time just thinking about that relationship, what it was like, what they taught you, how it changed you, how it affected you, and give thanks for that. Reflect on that and how it formed you, how it taught you about God and about your faith. The other thing is this word in the gospel reading this morning of persistence. A lot of scholars now suggest that it should be translated as shamelessness. And the idea that we would just go to God shameless, vulnerable. Because the other thing I reflected on this morning with the parents is, you know, when I was a kid, I would just talk to God, and it was very easy, and I didn't necessarily worry about the formula that I used or the language that I used or even really what I said. It was just kind of a conversation. And then as we get older, we start to put layers on it, right? And we feel like there are expectations of what we can or can't talk to God about. We feel like there are expectations about the language we use or the formula we use or even the way that we talk to God. And so I like this reminder that we're to be shameless, that God wants to be in relationship with us. It's not about the formula or the words. We're silly to think that we can hide something from God, that if we don't talk to God about it, that God doesn't know that that's going on with us, right? It's ludicrous, but we do it. And we think there are things that we shouldn't take to God or that we can't take to God, our anger or our fear or our doubt or whatever it might be. But we have this reminder that we're to be shameless, that God loves us, wants to be in relationship with us, and wants us to be vulnerable and shameless and open, wants us to come as we are, receives us as we are, forgives and loves us as we are. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.